Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Good afternoon, Jeff Quattromani. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. I just had someone call only minutes ago asking me to ask you about this story that I'm sure you're across today in the news, and this is about major Australian retailers secretly capturing the faces of customers without their knowledge. Choice have come out today and said basically that Bunnings, I think it was Kmart, and the Good Guys, well, what are they doing when we go into the store, Jeff? They're capturing our facial recognition with cameras, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think for a lot of people, we definitely don't read any of those little signs that are placed near the entrances as we walk into these store, where you might actually have some very small print that says, we are actually using CCTV to use your face and track where you're moving in the store. But they talk about using it for safety purposes. So if there is ongoing theft in a store, that they could start to look back and see that regular person that continues to steal from them, that would be one mechanism. But we must also realize that people would be using this kind of technology to help understand where shoppers frequently visit, their buying habits, marketing purposes would have to feed into this as well. So it's not going to be the first or last time we hear about the facial recognition being used in stores.
But if they don't, if they capture my face, but they don't capture the details of my address or my phone number or my name, how are they going to get in touch with me to tell me that I go to the section where I buy, you know, I don't know, tools a lot?
It wouldn't be so much to get in touch with you. It would be for their own internal purposes. So basically, if they could see that a male walked into the store, and it's the same male every Saturday walking in with his sausage sandwich from Bunnings, and he's walking into the store and he's browsing in the hardware section, if they were to make any changes to merchandising in that section, how would that potentially impact that kind of buyer? So if you think about things from that standpoint, that's how I think they could be using it. But obviously, they're going to use that security measure where they say there's a regular person who continues to come in at 9 a.m. on a Thursday morning, and he always goes into these sections to steal something. That's their excuse at the moment.
Are they then in a position, if they see this on a regular basis, the guy in the check shirt with the sunglasses every Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, are they then in a position to be able to pull you up and question you if they think that you've stolen things?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I would actually expect they would pass it on to police with all the footage and regularly tagged of the same person. Mm-hmm. They would make it so easy to pass back to authorities and say, go and handle this person. Here's all the evidence that you need, rather than having a poor store clerk on the floor do that work for them.
It's the old adage, isn't it, Jeff? If you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to hide, don't worry about it.
Look, absolutely. And honestly, for me, I do like going to Bunnings, but I'm usually carrying a couple of snags in my hand, and that's all they're really going to see is me eating them.
Okay. Now, Samsung Smart TV. For people who play games, particularly an Xbox, what's this story? You won't need an Xbox to play games, so Xbox is coming to the Samsung Smart TV, is it?
Yeah, pretty much exactly that. So it's actually exciting news for anyone who wanted to potentially buy an Xbox but couldn't afford one. You'll now be able to download an app that you could go onto your Samsung Smart TV. You buy the Xbox controller and connect that to the television, but then it's almost like Netflix for games. So once that controller is connected, you can stream your gameplay. So you won't need to own an Xbox or ever go and spend that $600. You should just make sure you've got a compatible Samsung Smart TV to begin with. So if you've got one of those, you can download the app at the end of this month, connect your controller and start playing any game that Xbox makes available.
So will you have to pay a monthly fee like you do to Netflix or Stan or something like that? Will you have to pay a monthly fee to Xbox?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll pay, I think it's less than $20 a month, and it gives you access to their library of games. And basically, once you're finished playing, you can just unsubscribe and stop using the application, just like you would with a Netflix subscription.
You've been testing another smartwatch. It's from Withings. You say it resembles a Rolex rather than an Apple Watch. What do you mean by that?
Look, it actually looks a lot like a Rolex Submariner. So it's a very classy watch, round faces, a lot of analog dials on it still, a completely steel link band. But I've had more people pull me up about this watch than anything else that I've been wearing or testing before. It still is a smartwatch. I get my notifications on there. It tracks my heart rate. I can do an ECG, tracks my sleep and things like that. But it looks like a traditional watch. There isn't a big screen on there like you would have with an Apple Watch. It's from a company called Withings, and it's called the ScanWatch Horizon. It comes out at the end of this month, and I can't tell you the actual price, but I can tell you it's far less than $1,000, which makes it, for me, much cheaper than a Rolex.
I was going to say, it's much cheaper than a Rolex, you can guarantee that.
Yeah, and with a 30-day battery life, it actually makes me happy too, because I don't have to worry about charging it every night like I would with others.
You checked out the 2022 range of televisions from Hisense, and they offer a good picture, a good product at a fairly affordable price, don't they?
Yeah, look, it is about affordability with Hisense. They actually try and compete with everyone at every level. They even make an OLED panel now to compete with LG. But, you know, in their more normal range, which they call ULED, you know, a 55-inch TV starts at $1,500, but you can go all the way up to a 98-inch screen for less than $8,000. So, you know, if you do want a medium-sized TV or a really large TV, they try and cater for that. But, you know, there is money to be saved by going with a Hisense. I do tell most people, though, that if you're getting a Hisense television or even any of those unknown brands like the ones you get from Aldi, try and factor a little bit of spare change for a soundbar to bring that audio experience back.
This new robot vacuum cleaner and mop, it will clean the whole house, they say, without wetting the carpets.
Yeah, this is interesting. So we've seen robot vacuums before that do mopping. That's not new. But what normally happens is when you've got the mop attached, it can't go on the carpets because it's carrying a mop behind it and you wouldn't want to wet the carpets. So the Roborock S7 Max V Ultra has the longest name, but it also lifts up the mopping panel whenever it detects a rug or carpet. So it can actually go around the whole house, mop the hard floors, vacuum the carpets, without actually getting anything confused in the middle. So a pretty smart option from Roborock, which the Ecovacs range cannot do. So it's a good little advantage for them.
What do you pay for this particular vacuum cleaner?
This is a $2,500 system. So this is one of those ones that will empty itself. It empties the dirty water and refills with clean water. It is that all-in-one package, but it is very expensive.
It is expensive, but if you can get it to work and it maps your house and it saves you needing to come home and mop the floor and vacuum the floor, you've got to remember this will last for years.
It does last for years, and that convenience element is big. You know, if it's time saved in your day and your time is precious, that $2,500 appears like nothing when you stop having to clean the floors again.
Do you know what I don't get? I mean, they keep coming up with these new versions, but for people that have bought the older versions that still work and work very well, How do they go out and buy another, you know, $2,500 vacuum cleaner when the other one they paid $1,200 for still works?
Yeah, look, and there almost isn't a good enough reason to upgrade. If you've got one that works and you're happy with it, definitely keep it. I've relegated one of mine to the shed, and I've now got a robot vacuum in my shed to make sure it cleans up all the lawn clippings I bring in when I'm in there. But that's just me. A lot of people might actually just give their old vacuum to their parents or somebody else who needs one, whereas I just start to spread mine around the yard eventually, I think.
Last but not least, quickly, we've got a flight simulator. It provides a unique experience from your lounge, eh? A flight simulator for budding young pilots.
So flight simulator is one thing. There's farm simulator. But this week I started reading about Brewmaster Beer Brewing Simulator. So if you've ever wanted to get your hands dirty with beer brewing, You don't need to buy the equipment. You can do it all virtually now. You just can't taste or drink the beer at all. So I don't know if the reward is really worth the work.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. You don't know whether you've done a good job or a bad job.
No, you just have to assume it's lovely.
You do. You always do a good job. We thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you each and every week. So we'll set a date for about 1:15 next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. See you, mate. Bye-bye.